About some of the limitations of Eshluch Tavera, it really pretty much boils down to a question as to what the ultimate source of Eshluch Tavera is all about. Is it derived from a Svara of Divrei Rav, Divrei Tam, Divrei Mishomim, or is it ultimately derived from a series of Psuchim, Series of Kassets, etc.? But now what we're going to try to do today is take this Sugya of Eshluch Tavera a little bit further, building on some of the things we spoke about last week, and try to analyze it just a little bit further. But again, in the context of Kedusha Nachman Beis and Beis, it was pretty straightforward. Let's go back just for a second to see the original context. Nachman Beis and Beis. The Gemara asked the question right smack, right in the middle of the page. The first one in line was Pachos. The Gemara we read through last week. V'hadisna, the end of the line. The first one in line is Pachos. V'hadisna, the shalechas of Eir b'an cherishayt v'kotam. Potem v'di d'on v'chavad y'shemayim. The Mishnah says in Bavakam that if I send a flame, send an ash with someone who's a cherishet v'katan, so obviously it wasn't a very nice thing for me to do, and I'm going to be held responsible in Shemayim. But in terms of dinei adam, it's a grama, it was an indirect damage, and I'm not going to be held responsible. Shalech b'yad pikech, however, if I send it with the hand of a pikech, someone who is responsible, pikech chayev, so the pikech is chayev. So, effect the Gemara, v'yamai, name a shuk shlom kemoi. So, why don't we apply the principle of shlichos? We should make the mishaleh chayev. And so the Gemara, Shani Yasam, the Ein of Vavera, there are many Divir Dav, Divir Tamid, Divir Mishomim, etc. And then the Gemara's questions, whether that's 100% accurate or not. So clearly in the original context of Ein Shlech of Vavera and Asugya, we are talking about vis-a-vis Chiyuvim. This particular case, we're talking about Chiyuv Mamon. One of the Dini Atar of Nezikin is, Kisei Tzeyei Shemotz Mekotzim, Shalom Yisham Mabras Abeira, so the person who lit the fire and caused his hezek to Eish is Chayuv in Tashlumin. So we're being done, trying to be done. Who is the one? Who is the Malvik? Who is the Mavris of Eira? So based on Shlichus, we should have said the Mishalech is the Mavrik, Kamash Pelon, instead of Eira. And we view the Shalich as the Mavrik, and therefore in terms of Chiyuv and Mammon, so the Shalich gets stuck with the payment, and the Mishalech goes off in a sense, God free. And this idea that Ein Shlich of Eira is addressing who is the Mechuyav, who gets the Onesh, in this case it's an Onesh Mammon, we might have the same idea a little bit later on in terms of Ritzicha. Since we accept the rule of Ein Shlich of Avera, so if a person hires somebody to go bump off somebody else, the person who pulls the trigger is the one who's ultimately chayav in Beis Shamala. In Beis Shamala, the guy who organized the hit is also going to be in trouble. But in Beis Shamala, the person who does the actual killing is the one who's unresponsible. And again, we're being done vis-a-vis chiyuvim, onshe, either onshe mammon, onshe aguf, etc. What is lacking in both of these cases, both the case of Eish and the later case in the Gemara of Ritzicha, is any chalos to speak of. There is no chalos of Eish. There is no chalos of Ritzicha. There's the Maisa Aveira of Ritzicha. There's the Maisa Hezek of Eish. And there's a Chiyuv that comes about, and we're trying to be done, who ends up having to pick up the Teah for that Chiyuv. But now we enter into a whole new world of Ein Shlichut V'Aveira. What would the din be if you have a situation where I ask somebody to do an aveira for me, but not only is there an aveira involved, there's a potential chalos involved as well. Now, shlichus helps chalos to take place. Shlichus can be invoked to create a chalos kedushin, can be invoked to create a chalos gevushin, a chalos of Rosh Hashanah. We spoke a lot about chalos being done by the shliach. What would the halacha be if I appoint the shliach to do something that itself is an aveira, and he goes and he does it? Now, so, did the chalos take effect? Is the shlichus betela in its entirety? Is the din of Ein Shlichut V'Aveira something that revolves around chiyuvim, not necessarily about after the facts of chalos, but of effects taking place? Unclear. Our Gemara doesn't weigh in, this doesn't talk about this at all. So we have to go to another Gemara, in the first part of Maseches Bavitzia, and learn that entire sugya to try to answer this basic question, because it's going to touch really on some very, very, it's a long d'shashayla, with some very, very serious halach l'mais applications. So let's take a look at the Gemara in Maseches Bavitzia. So comes the Gemara Bavitzia on Daf Yud Amud Beis. We spoke a little bit about this Gemara in the past. The Gemara starts off with a discussion about what the nature of Kinyan Chatzir is all about in the Torah. We know that If a person wants to give a get to his wife, he need not give it into our hand directly. He can give it to a chotzer. It's Mishnah the Epech of Gittin. Vinasa biyada, vinasa comes to include chotzer. If he wants a long dishashayla, what's the nature of that din that a person can deliver a get into a chotzer? You have to, the Torah says biyada. So how can it be? It's not really biyada. How does it work? The Gemara is a long dishashayla, like this. It's pshat that a chotzer is just an extension of a yad. Chotzer should be yad, it's rabbi. Yad doesn't mean literally the hand. Yad means possessions. That's also called a yad. What do I say? No. A yad is a yad. And her backyard, her porch, her house is not her yad. LOL. Just as there's a parsha in the Torah of shlichus, a shlich can act on somebody's behalf even though he's not really the other person. The shlich is not really my yad, but it still works. So too, the Torah includes the parsha of chotzer. That's almost like it's an inanimate type of a shlichus. It's not a regular shlichus. You don't even need a shlichus, you don't have to talk to the backyard. But it's a type of a shlichus where my property is serving as my shlichus. Very, very long de shashayla. What's the nature of chotzer? So Gemara says, who cares? Who cares whether it's a yad or whether it's a shlichus? Gemara says, no, no, chapra fina. Remember, we spoke about this a few weeks ago. Afkamina would be, what if you have an individual who can't appoint a shlichus, doesn't have the ability to have a shlichus? For example, a katan or katana. So if a person wants to divorce his katana wife by putting the get into her chotzer, would that work or not? So if you hold that chotzer is mishum yad, so then a girl does have a yad for a get. The person katan doesn't have a yad to be kind of something because that involves das, das. It's makos, that's very complicated. But to receive a get, which is anyway biyal korcha, doesn't require the das of isha. So there's no question you can divorce a girl under the age of bas mitzvah. No shayla. If her father married her off, she's married minatoy, she's just teraisa. You can give her a get at the age of 10, and that's perfectly okay. If she's so young that she doesn't even know what's going on, she doesn't even realize this is a get, that's a whole other problem. Get, but that's not for now. But you don't require das to isha for a get, and therefore, a ketana is yesh l'yad l'kavlos gita. Does a ketana have a chotzer? So it says the Gemara depends. If you know the chotzer is an extension of yad, the answer is yes. If you know the chotzer is shlichos, then the answer is no. That's all that's what the Gemara says in Bamitzia Dafyud. So now we're going to pick up from that point in the sugya. So comes the Gemara and says, it's mamish halfway down the page. The first one in the line is dishlichus. Mamish literally halfway down. So the first one is dishlichus. Yes, come at the end of the line. Miika man de amar chatzur shem shlichus es rabbi. Does anybody really subscribe to that view that chatzur is b'shem shlichus? It can't be. How do I know? So Hatani, we went to the brayso. Biyado. The Torah says that if you steal something and now the object has been in your hand, if I go up to somebody and I grab something from him, I'm a ganav of it from him, then I'm chayav kefel. What if it wasn't biyadi? What if I acquired the stolen item through a kinyan chotzer? So what if, Rashi gives you a whole example, Rashi says that if you take a look at Rashi quickly, those who have it on the phones or the Gemaras, where do you have it? So Rashi says, Shem nichnas hasham b'nov b'fanel gom b'shuchayev. I'm sitting in my backyard, and your animal walks in, and I say, wow, what a great opportunity. I don't even have to bother stealing it. It walked in itself, and I quickly lock the gates and lock the doors, and I have it by, and I'm going to be kind, I'm going to steal this animal. If I'm caught, I'm chayev kefel. I didn't even touch the animal. I didn't pick up the animal. How do I know that I have to be careful for that? So that's what it says. Im himotzei simotzei biyado ha-geneva, l'rabos afilu chatzeru. So, for the Gemara, if you are telling me that chatz is b'shem shlichus, how do I understand this din? So, once again, mi kaman yom chatz b'shem shlichus, rabbi, can anybody really say that chatz is b'shem shlichus? For a time under the b'raisa biyado, in the other yado gagu chatzeru kapifu minayi, and tamlon matzimotzei b'chamakom. If you think that chotzer is b'shem shlichus, then it'll turn out that the chotzer is being a shliach in a sense, l'dvar aveira. And we all know, ayin kiddushin lembeis, ayin shlichus dvar aveira. That's the Gemara's kash. That's the Gemara's raya. And the fact that we know that chotzer exists in yonim of aveiras, and we know that shlichus aveiras is out of the question, you put two together. It must be. It must be the Asona Dover is that it's not Bishum Shlichus, it must be Bishum Yah. That was the Gemara's Raya. So the Gemara back pedals and says, no, it's not a convincing Raya. Om Ravina. Ravina says that can be Dechid Raya. When do we apply the rule of Ein Shluchat Vaveira? Hecha the Shaliach Bachiyuva. When the Shaliach himself is a Bachiyuva, when the Shaliach himself is Chayiv in Mitzvahs, Aval Mechotza the La Bachiyuva, who Mechayiv Sholcha. It's a different kind of Shlichus, a different Pasha of Shlichus. So Chotzer Ken Zayin is really Mitam Shlichus, but it's a type of a Shlichus which is not subject to the limitation of Ein Shluchat Vaveira, because the Chotzer is a La Bachiyuva. I think Gemara gets into a little sidetrack about this, then we're going to skip down a little bit. So the first one is Ha'eved, where Rav Sama had a different dichui of the Raya. Rav Sama Omar, Hecha minan ein shluchat va'aveir, when do we say ein shluchat va'aveir? Hecha the iboy avni va'lo avit. That's if the shliach has an option to do the job. Aval chotzer de be'akorche, moisiba. By the chotzer is not a, it doesn't have a v'chiri chavshis, v'chayiv sholcho. So that idea trumps the notion of Ein Shluchat Vaveira. So Ravina and Rav Sama are both trying to keep alive the shita that Chotzer is Bitam Shlichus, even though generally speaking Ein Shluchat Vaveira, but this is a different model of Shlichus. This kind of model of Shlichus lends itself to Shlichus, not the same the fact that it's a Vaveira, either for Ravina's characteristic of the Shlichus, because the Shlich is a Labar Chiyuva, or Rav Sama's characteristic of the Shlichus, the Shlich doesn't have the option to say no. That's the machlokes. So we have a technical machlokes, Ravina Rav Sama. What is it unique about Chotzer that could still categorize it as Shlichos, even though normally we would have said in Shlichot Vaveira? So the Gemara doesn't let go again. The Gemara says, the Mechilas Kav and Heligam Aron, Ravina Rav Sama, might be right. What's the difference? At the end of the day, generally speaking, Ein Shlichot Vaveira, like Agamar, Shlichos of Eira, Ein Shlichot Vaveira. Agamara, send a guy to kill someone, Ein Shlichot Vaveira. The case of Chotzer, Yesh Shlichot Vaveira, because it has either Avina's condition or Sama's condition. So at the end of the day, if I really want to highlight the Machlokes of Avina or Sama, I have to find a scenario that has one characteristic without the others. The only way to really make this Machlokes real, not just some theoretical academic Machlokes, I have to create a scenario, draw a case of a Shlichus, of an Aveira, that according to one Aveira, it has the characteristics enabled to be a shliach, and the other not. That's the flow of the Gemara. So what's the case? The Gemara, Ike Benayu, I have a case. My Benayu, Ike Benayu, Koyein de Omele li Yisrael, Sei v'kadesh li Isha Grusha. Boom. Koyein says to a Yisrael, be my shliach, and v'kadesh Grusha for me. So let's go through the math. Let's go through the cheshbon. If you say that the determining factor is the shlich is a mechuyev b'davar. Kol zman the shlich is a mechuyev b'davar. Zayin shlich is vaveira. Yisrael is not a what? Not a mechuyev. He's not a mechuyev. For him, it's not a vaveira. So this would be yeshlich vaveira, according to Ravina. According to Rav Sama, what characteristic does Chotzer have that enables it to be shlichos igos vaveira? The ability, inability to say no. The Yisrael doesn't have the inability. Yisrael can say no. Yisrael's a regular shliach. He's not the fancy chatzadik shliach. As a regular shliach, even though he's a labachiyuv, we have to apply the rule of Ein Shluchat Vaveira. So when all the dust settles, the Gemara salvages by the yama chatzad shum shlichus with two different tracks. The Gemara even presents their nafkamina, which gives a real life case, i.e. a kohen of Yisrael, according to half the Amoraim, we would say yes shlich, but the other half of the Amoraim, we won't say shlichus. Ad kan debir Gemara, but we say that few. Comes to us is on the Yudah Beizim of Mitzia, and he asks a bomb kasha. It's the Tosfos of Ramaschal to Omar. It's in the middle of the Tosfos. It's Vim Toiber. It's about 6-7 lines into the Tosfos. It's Vim Toiber. It's the end of the line. In fact, Tosfos, the Gemara is trying so hard, bending over backwards to give me a real live nafkamina between Ravina and Rasama. In fact, Tosfos, Vim Toiber, my nafkamina. Tosfos says, what's the difference? Who cares? Bein Leman Yami Boy of it. There's no malchus anyway for being Makadosh and Grusha. Guess what, says Tosfos? Nobody gets malchus ever for being Makadosh and Grusha. Even if a kohen is Makadosh and Grusha himself doesn't get malchus. How do I know that? It's a Mefarish Gemara. L'rabba d'yam v'esar yuchsin kidesh en aloike ba'al loike. It's a Gemara in Kiddushin. Tafayin chesem en aleph. It's machoik samarayim, but we pass like Rabba. But the Torah says that a kohen can't marry a Grusha, but it uses two different lashonos. It says, He's not allowed to isha grusha meksha lo yikachu. He's not allowed to marry a grusha. This is kiddushin. This is kiddusha. And then it also says lo yichal zara. He's not allowed to be mechal zara. What does mechal zara mean? Mechal zara means that he's bolel and she has a child. The child's going to be a chol or a chololo. So the isha of lo yachel of lo yichal zara, that means when he's bolel, that's the isha. So comes Rav and says, what the kohen is mekadosh grusha never bolel. He's mekadosh grusha get a minute later. So Rava says he didn't violate any Issa. He didn't. Is that Chai Malchus? The Gemara says the Ferish Kidosh Eino Loike, Baal Loike. So Frekta is a Kasha. What are we talking about in our sugya? Is he Yesh Lechad Vavera? Ein Shlech Vavera? There's no Malchus anyway. Let's look at those Kasha.
It's Shlich Shlichal because the Issa is not.
Oh wait! Before we get to you're ready. How much ahead? You're ready to close the steps. What's Tosis, just what do we observe from Tosis' presentation?
Not an afkamina. It's not a valid.
In other words, according to Tosis' very, very limited view now of Ein Shlichut V'Aveira, there's only one possible outcome of Yesh Shlichut V'Aveira, Ein Shlichut V'Aveira. What is that? Is there going to be a punishment or not? You pick the punishment. You want the punishment to be Kefel. You want it to be Tashlume Mamon for Eish. You want it to be Achi of Mrs. Bezdin for a Tzicha, you call your Onesh. But if there's no Onesh, it's a moot question. In Shemayim, we're not passing Shalos in Shemayim right now. Shemayim, everyone's held responsible. If there's no Onesh, it's a matter of Firina. That's Tosfos Kasha. Every case documented in Maseches Kedushin, Daf Mem Beis, Mem Gimel, which speak about in Shlichut V'Aveira, we're all talking about Onesh. There's no Onesh here anyway. It's a matter of Firina. So Tosfos doesn't change. Tosfos says Yitachar right. That's continues. The Yeshuah. The Chibol Achagach Lo Ke'afal HaKiddushin Kiddush Reshah. Tosfos says no. We overdid it a little bit. We over-dramatized the Gemara Kiddushin Ayiches. When the Gemara says Kiddush Ein Aloike, what that means is if all you did was Kiddush, then Yitachar Achim get Malchus. But if you were Kiddush and then you were Boyo, then you get yourself 39 times 2. Then you get twice that Malchus. You get Lemafreya Malchus for the act of Kedushin as well. So now we're in business. We've discovered another own potential Onesh. What happened? A Kohen is Mekadosh Grusha Al Yedei Yisrael. And then what happens? So right now there's no Malchus. Right now we couldn't kill us. Right now we're not learning to see Rishon Levi. There's no Malchus anyway. But next week when he's Bola, so then we bring him into Beis, then we bring the Kohen into Beis, and we say, okay, we're about to give you Malchus now for the act of Bia. Let's give you Malchus for the act of Kedushin also. Because after all, you were Makadisha. So he says, no, I was. I didn't put the ring on her finger. The Yisrael did. So we say to him, no, he's your Shaliach. So the guy says, no, Yishlechad V'Aveira. So we say to him, yep, Yishlechad V'Aveira. According to Ravina or Sam, depending on what you think. So Baruch Hashem Tosfos says, as brought back, Chiyas HaMeisim on the Chiyav. We thought there was no chiyuv onish to speak about Kiddush. There is. It's just, you have to be patient. You have to wait a few weeks until the guy's bolla. Once he's bolla, then we can be down and afraid about the chiyuv onish, and then we'll have to move forward with the issue of the issue. That's Tosfos' presentation. At this point, Tosfos yes the kasha, Tosfos give teres, Tosfos sticking to the guns, that the din of ein shlichas, the yesh shlichas, is only a function of if and when there's an onish. If there's no onish, then it's a moot discussion. But now Tosfos changes. Like Gamre, the retirement. The very small inam. Except for the last line of the test. Inam is the thesis. Yeshlema. The Afla Rav and Afkamina. The Iye Shlichos Chon HaKedushin. The Ein Shlichos Ein Chon HaKedushin. What did Tosa just say? What difference do I look at? Tosa, wait a second. Whether or not this Shlichos is intact does not only impact on issues of Onesh, it impacts, in a certain sense, something much more important. Is this an Eish HaDeshana? The bottom line, is this one of the Kodeshas? Now, Kedushin of Tosin by Kohen Gush L'Kohen. Look like it's a Tanoim. But we pass the Malacha, Kedushin of Tosin by Gush L'Kohen. So we want to know, forget about who's getting Malchus. We live in this mind, there's no Malchus anymore. We want to know who's marriage valid. Does the woman need to get or not? So if you hold that Yesh Nechad V'Aveir, the answer is yes. If you hold Yesh Nechad V'Aveir, then the answer is no. So Tosin is just Bechad, this is an unbelievable thing in the second term. That Ein Shlichut V'Aveira doesn't only mean that we give the punishment, we mete out the punishment to the Shaliach, not to the Shaliach. Ein Shlichut V'Aveira means the Shlichus didn't register. The Shlichus is cancelled, the Shlichus is revoked. And any halacha that was dependent upon the existence of Shlichus is not going to exist. The kashrus of the kedushin, the chalais of the kedushin, can only be intact if there was shlichus. I can't be kashrus of somebody else not being a shlich. So if you tell an ancient of Baber means that the shlichus is bottled, then the kedushin is bottled as well. Now notice, Tosa didn't say that in the first teretz, which leads us to believe possibly that Tosa in the first teretz held, even when ancient of the Baber doesn't impact on the etzem achalais. Ancient of the Baber just impacts on the chiyum, who gets the mamon, who gets the nisu, who pays the mamon. But the chalos intact, no matter what, even in case of ancient of the Baber. So if we're right in reading this Tosa this way, we have a major question now. No, at Kedushim and Beis, we didn't see this coming because all the cases of Kedushim and Beis involved Chiyuvim, so we never bothered asking that question. But now, and at Yudim and Metzi, all of a sudden we have a whole new angle to the sugya. What does Ein Shlichus Vaveir do? Does it cancel, negate the entire Shlichus, or does it just pinpoint who gets the punishment? So what do we think the din should be? Now that we're presenting it as 2 days in test, what is far? We should know enough already from last week to be able to analyze this. What should the din be? How would you begin to tackle the shaila? But the ancient of the Baver cancels the shlichus, or it just affects the.
You have to
mean
whether you're
going to
say it's misvara or meyapasa.
Okay, so you have to clearly go back to what we spoke about last week. What's the engine that's driving ancient of the Baver? If you want to understand how far it works or doesn't work, you have to understand where it comes from. The source is critical. So let's go down Danny's route. Let's go down to the svar. That's what says the Gemara. We should think about ancient of the Baver, did we rather do it down in the Mishnah? What does that mean? What's this for? It sounds like a lot of Musa. That's nice. And therefore what?
It's like the essence still, the shlichah should be intact. We're just trying to negate it from a technical aspect.
So what does it mean? So what do those words mean? Is that just the technical aspect of Arab, or is there something much more fundamental here? So let's think back to last week. Remember she did that Tosus from last week? Tosus told us that Ein Shlichus Vaveira only applies when the Shaliach is aware of the fact, cognizant of the fact he's doing an Aveira. What if the Shaliach doesn't even know he's doing an Aveira? So Tosa said, then Shlichus is fine, then Shlichus is intact. Remember Tosa got in trouble with Me'ila, right? We spoke a lot about this. Tosa read last week, we spoke a lot about this. Tosa said the right from the Mishnah gives an Mishnah 9 test in Bava Kama. Nothing else tells the coin to steal for him, the Pidgin of Ben money. So Tosfos developed this Hashita in Kedushin and Kama that Ein Shlichus Vaveira only applies when the Shaliach knows full well he's doing something wrong. What's the svara for that? So Tosfos says, because only when the Shaliach is amazed can we say Divrei Rav, Divrei Tam, Divrei Shem. What does that mean? What do those words mean? We explained this week that Divrei Rav, Divrei Tam is not a chisor in the etzem HaShlichus. It's not that it's inconceivable that there should be Shlichus for Vaveira. There could be Shlichus for Vaveira. But in order for shlichus to be intact, you have to have a mina shlichus. It has to be a sincere mina shlichus. It has to be a genuine, honest mina shlichus. The mishalech has to trust that the shlichus is going to do what he's asking him to do, or else there's a chisor in the das hamidoi. There's a mina shlichus without proper das. Tosfos explains that if the shlichus is amazed, I know you're not allowed to kill. He knows you're not. Everyone knows you're not allowed to kill. And I tell him, go shoot the other guy. In my heart of hearts, I don't remember Stas if you listen to me. Because at the end of the day, I suspect that Divrei Rav, Divrei Tam, I think that he's going to think there's certain different more things about what I asked him to do. And therefore, there was never really a community of Stas in me. The Shliach is a citizen's law. But if the Shliach isn't even aware what's going on, I think this crazy case of the Ela Tais, after the Shliach, the Tais, the Meisler, I told the Shliach to do something. The Shliach himself doesn't even know what he's doing, he's also. So Tosa said, so then the svara that there's a lack of Gemir's Das, it's not true. I know he knows me. And I say, he does everything I ask him to do, short of an Aveira, but he doesn't think it's an Aveira. So according to that svara, that Divrei Rav undoes the Minu Shlichus, then I understand full well what Tosa is saying in the Sefer Teretz. If it undoes the Minu Shlichus, it basically declares that the Shlichus is null and void. It basically says the Shlichus doesn't exist. If there's no Minu, there's no Shlichus. And the chalos kedushin is dependent upon the being shlichus, which is in turn dependent upon the being a minu shlichus. And the minu shlichus can't take place because there's no das minu shlichus, so then this whole house of dominoes just collapsed. The lack of das, because of the Divrei Rav, undermines the lack of minu. The lack of minu undermines the shlichus. The lack of shlichus undermines the chalos kedushin, which is exactly what I said in the second verse.
Okay, so
or maybe there's something different. Because in the case of, let's say, murder, it's fair for the shaleach to expect the shaleach to know that it's wrong. Maybe over to Kohen or Kohen and Yisrael, maybe it's unfair to expect it to the Yisrael to know that it's wrong for the man.
Okay, good. So according to Tosfos, Shai's right. According to Tosfos, we have to make everybody a mezidin, because without mezidin, then we have no Yisrael to bear altogether. So you're right. You have to start throwing your kimtas into this gemara, according to Tosfos, but you have no choice. But that's even part of the list, because we would have to say it, even would say. However, how could we possibly defend the first pshat? That Yisrael to bear doesn't negate the chalais. So simple, not so fast. If you say, the other half of the is meant to say, if Yisrael to bear, it's almost like a gzeres hakosov. Remember that? Who said this last week? Remember? The Ritva, right? The Ritva said that when the Gemara said in Shlichas Vaveira, because of Divrei Rav was like a nice drush for the rabbi to give him the sermon on Shabbos morning. But the real honest and honest reason why in Shlichas Vaveira is learned out from a combination of Me'ilash and Tiyad. It's a whole complicated, very, very grandiose gzeres hakosov on Kedusha and Basin and Gimel. And it's really just psukim, don't ask any kashas. One could argue that Gzeres HaKosov was said vis-a-vis Chiyuvim. That Gzeres HaKosov is not undermining the Shlichos. The basic principle of Shlichos is derived from Truma, from Kram Pesach, from Kitten, from Kedushin, and it goes across party lines. It applies to the Yisurim, to Mitzvahs, to Bamshu Roshos, Shlichos, Gimelis. Hello, what? In terms of where to point the blame, you think that the Shlichos is going to get scot-free and we're gonna hit the Mishaleach with the punishment, so that's the Gzeres HaKosov, it's not true. Because the Gzeres HaKosov all in the realm of Chiyuvim, the Gzeres HaKosov are talking about who pays the money to the Beis HaMikdash from the Ila, and who pays for the Dal Bey, and who pays for the Shoyim of the Mafti, who pays for the Shlichos Yad and the Pikot. All the cases that the Gemara is using which create this Gzeres HaKosov of Yesh of Einshlech and Vaveira are all talk addressing the issue of Chiyuvim. Because there is no Chalos in any of these cases. Chalos is not a Piyat HaBamitzia. You learn Kedushin of Chalos. It's all nice in Chiyuvim. So if you look at Einshlech and Vaveira through the eyes, not of Bitla Shlichos because of the Svar B'Alma of lack of Das, but you look at it more through Gzeres HaKosov, it's Nitami Amer. It's possible to say that Gzeres HaKosov was only said vis-a-vis Chiyuvim. It wasn't said vis-a-vis the Shlichos. The Shlichos isn't that. So we still have an open-ended question. I'm not sure. Tosfos, in one day, and Tosfos clearly said, Einshlech Vaveira cancels the Shlichos Lagam, right? And the other first day, Tosfos didn't say that. Leads us to believe possibly disagrees. You guys have to share with you a Shaila. Mamish Halbocha Lebais Shaila. Baruch Hashem, I did not have to go with a Shaila. This was the name of the Shaila of the week, the Shaila of the month, the Shaila of a lifetime. We spoke about the Shaila in really, really enhancing, mamish tangentially, a while back in Dafim Aleph and Aleph, but we'll try to refresh our memories here. And this is really the sugya you have to address. Mice and Nergoy. Fellow appoints a Shaliach to go be Megar. Real life case. Appoints a Shaliach to go be Megar. The Shaliach comes, and he comes to the wife, and she says, I'm not taking it. I don't want to get right now. She's not interested in taking it. So she looks at me, I got a nice paycheck to make sure I deliver this get. I'm giving you this get. And she says, no, but I'm not taking the get. And this shaliach was 6 foot 8. He wasn't taking no for an answer. And he describes in the glorious what happened. He beat her up. And he took the get and he shoved it into her hand. Biyat Karcha against the will, and then in the whole scuffle, the whole kisla, the whole tataram, the get got ripped up. The get got destroyed, and now this woman says, listen, I really don't want to be married to, if this is the guy's shaliach, I don't want to even say it to his husband anymore. And now the question is the get good? Was that get valid even v'diyah? What's the issue? So although min haTorah, technically speaking, a get can be given to the al-karach of the woman, you don't need quite a das isha, it's obviously a tremendous avla, a horrible, miserable thing to do. The Torah itself would never sanction such a thing, but not everything that's not sanctioned necessarily is not valid. So the diyavad of the get would be chal. However, Ben Gershom came along a couple thousand years later and said, you better not do it. And if you do it, we're going to throw you into a chayim. We're going to chayim. We're going to excommunicate you, a threat out of shul, out of the community. A chayim de renegation. So one of the many chayim de renegation was not the regash nishib yakra. What would be the din, let's say, b'di avenue? A person went ahead and divorced his wife and violated the chayim de renegation. So there's actually machlekes in the poskim. What the din is, in b'di avenue. So let's assume for now b'di avenue would be good. He did a terrible avera and we'll throw you out of shul. We're not going to know going to talk to you. We'll do business with you. At the end of the day, we're mice in b'di avenue to get what's valid. The question that was presented to the Buddha was, this case is significantly worse than the case I just mentioned. Why? Because this is being done on your day what? Initially. And there's an Aveira involved. What's the Aveira? The Chayim, the violation, the Chayim of Benegershi. So when this get was delivered, Ayodei Shliach, it was delivered in the state of Isser. It was delivered in the state of Aveira. Says the Buddha, wait a second. According to Tosas and Bavitzia Daf Yudam Beis, the minute that there's an Aveira on the books, what do we say about that Shlichus? The Shlichus is Batlum Avutl, Ashar Rakayim. Oh, it's very tense up there. We're going to get to that. Okay? So says the Nadiru, the way it is said, if there's an Aveira involved in the process, that Aveira negates the entire Shlichus. If it negates the entire shlich, it turns out that the shlich wasn't authorized anymore. What was it going to be if the Baal would have canceled the shlich? Like, a shlich whose shlich doesn't work is not valid. There's no right to keep him because his wife. So he gloy milsa that when the get was given, it was given by a stranger, by a person who didn't have authorization. His power of attorney had been revoked. He had no rishon. It was never revoked. It was never given in the first place up he did. And therefore, the get was commander Lesa, says the Nehuda. The whole giving the get was Bafla Mufutu. That's what they do suggest. And the rust of his tshuva is this tesis. And he says that he thinks the ikra is like the second day of tesis, and he shows things maybe the first tesis even agreed to the second tesis. The whole pilpul in the tesis of yud, not for now. That was a ba'isa shahid that Abidu was responding. Notwithstanding the godless of the Abidu, there were other Abidu who disagreed with the Abidu on different akudas of this tshuva. One of the people who disagreed was one of the mechutanim of the Abidu. So he has a back and forth to the mechutanim. Wasn't their kids. another unfortunate couple. But he writes back and forth to his mechutin, who have certain tainas against his children. He responds back and forth, and then 20 pages, back and forth, is what he used to write about in Europe for each other, about the ins and outs, the intricacies of the shah. So there are a few things that have to be true in order for this psach to be correct. First of all, obviously, you have to buy into the second antithesis, that's for sure. You have to also be convinced that you have met the criteria of a shlich l'dvar aveira here. That you have an aveira that qualifies as such an aveira to say a shlich l'dvar aveira, which means that l'shlich is going to second antithesis. What's my problem? What's my hesitation with this aveira? Chendu regeshem. Mechilus kodav regeshem is not a deraisa, right? Unless one argues that it is. How can it be a deraisa? A chayim is a lashon shvuah. It's like the Shavuos HaTzibur. So one could argue maybe, and there are some Hashem would say, when the whole community accepts upon themselves a certain anhaga, it may be binding, almost like a Hilchos Shavuos, and it may become like a Deraisa. It's possible. But let's leave that out for now. The Rebbe talks about that. Let's leave that out for now. Let's treat it like a Derabbanan. So now we have a funny Shaila. Very strange Shaila. What's the din? Is there Shlichos HaDvar Aveira on a level of Deraisa when the Aveira involved itself is only a what? It's only a very drabon. How would you analyze that child?
So she could be married with
the Raisa? I'm trying to figure out what's going on with the shlichus. To have this couple, I would say happily or not so happily married. He sends her a shliach, the shliach beats her up, violates him in regeshim, we called it a drabonon, and now what? So do we say, and the get is bottle, minat Torah? Or how can you mix and match drabonons and deraisa? So what do you think? Just be svar, what do you think? This way in this far. Do you think that an Issa de Rabbanon could qualify as an Aveira, so to speak, on a level of Deraisa? So, as the Shai is going down the route of kind of, you know, figure out, well, what's that general take about Issa de Rabbanon vis-a-vis Deraisa? I don't want you to go down that route. I'll tell you why. There's a general famous discussion in Shainim already about, are Issa de Rabbanon called Issa on a level of Deraisa? You know, right, that kind of stuff. I don't need that here. You know why? Because the sugya of Shlichus Vaveira, I'm not so sure, is a quote unquote halachic hashara. I don't have to determine that it's an Aveira in love of the Raisa. You know what I have to do? What makes Shlichus Vaveira tick? Mina Shlichus, which ultimately is not so much a function of Isurim or Aveira, it's a function of
Das,
psychology. Is the guy thinking he can listen or not? So, at the end of the day, it's true the Cherem Divin Agersha may only qualify as a low-level category of Avera. Good, it's only a very low level of the Rabbanim. But that doesn't really interest me. That's not relevant to the Shah. Because Einstein of Avera is not a function of the Chumras HaYisra. Einstein of Avera is a function of, was the Shaliach, does the Mishaleach have the Mirsas or not? So, if the answer to the question is that, from the Mishaleach's vantage point, he doesn't think the Shaliach's going to do what he's supposed to do. So it doesn't really matter what degree is it. It doesn't really matter whether the Shai is right, whether it's the Rabban, it's an important academic question, not relevant here. Because here, all we have to do is just size up Das. And maybe I don't expect the person to violate the terrible list of Cherem Divin Agersha. We know, it's between you and me, it's not such a terrible list. So the Nevi Yehuda is willing to take the approach of Einshech Daver, second antithesis. Shlichus is botel. The Aveira is not even the right thing. Aveira, we're not even sure. Maybe, and maybe no. And still in Shlichus Aveira. So the emphasis is, the Nevi Yehuda was not the first one to go down that route. That Ein Shlichus Aveira may apply even to Isurim Drabbanan. If you take a look in the Rambam's. In the Rambam Hilchos Ratzeach, there's days, lots of days. It's not on the Rambam, it's in the Mishnah Melech on the Rambam. There's days, lots of days, Hilchos Ratzeach. The second paragraph, I don't know if you all have the same Rambam, but I don't. But it starts with, there's days, lots of days, in the Mishnah Melech, it starts with Kosev Marimat. Let me see it, second paragraph. I don't know if you have it, it's probably this definition of the Rambam, but it's Perek Beis Lach HaBeis Lach HaShotzeach.
Is that before or after
Gnei? It's after Gnei. The last one in Sefer Nezikin. It's after Gzeil, it's after Choyvel. Okay, Perek Beis Lach HaBeis. Second paragraph. Kasav Mari Mat. Tshuva chelik aleph siman kuvav. The yesh l'stapik. You gotta.
This is tiny.
Okay. The yesh l'stapik. The amrinan bi isura derabanan. Eish lechad vaveira. What's the shaila? Kevon de min haTorah chashav shaliach. Olduma afilu b'mil derabanan de vaveira mikriya. B'shach be derav de v'tam de v'shalom. You ain't shal. So it's a Sofik de Marimat. Says the Mishnah Melech, he has a Raya Brura from a Gemara. It's a Gemara Meseches Bava Kama. It's a Gemara Meseches Bava Kama. The Gemara in Bava Kama, Nachman Gimel, is trying to find the case of a board Rishas Aravim that was dug by two people. We're trying to find an eighth. How do you have a case? You have two Bala boards. Bala boy Shalem, how can you have two Bala boards? So the Gemara is talking about many, many different scenarios. Once the other Gemara says is, maybe two guys told the third guy together to dig the bore. So one guy's only shoveling the bore, maybe there are the two Bala bores, the two Mishalchim on the Bala bores. So in that discussion, the Mishnah Melech says, you can stick down about two, three lines there. He says, the Ein Shlichus Vaveira, to also a kalka b'shus harabim. So the Gemara says, no. That wouldn't be shlichus anyway. That's a wrong case. That's not a correct case. Because the mishalech wouldn't be chayv anyway because ain't shlichus v'aveira. So the only guy who actually digs the hole is going to be chayv. What's the big aveira for digging a bore in the middle of the street? Also a kalka b'shus harabim. Vishtei the Torah and alim kalka b'shus harabim. Says the Mishnah Melech. The Issa Zed the Makakabash is Rab Pshita Dhabi Midirabonon. Fafil Rachamin, Ishtikh Dhaveru. Ad Kadi Rabbi Shlomach. So the Gemara applies Ishtikh Dhaveru to Borbash and Rab, and it's only Issa Dhirabon. Now, as the Mishlomach there goes, it says Mechumish Balaboy Shalem. What does that mean? It means he has a chiyuv to pay. It doesn't mean he did anything wrong. If I want to dig a hole in the street, where does it say Mechumash of Melech? I'll dig a hole and someone will fall in, I'll pay. So the Mishnah Melech says, okay, Minotaur, you can do that. It's going to be very expensive, but you can do it. I can't, where's the Meir? It says Mechumash, don't eat trace, don't do Melech on Shabbos, don't do Melech on Shabbos, doesn't say Mechumash, don't dig a hole in the middle of the street. So therefore the Mishnah Melech says, how could Chazal call for digging a hole in the middle of the street in Avera? You see, from here, even Avera Drabbanim is called an Avera. So the Mari Rat wasn't sure, and Mishnah Melech is Machariah. So it says the Meshech Chochma, the Bidoicha, the Dichoy of the Mishnah Melech, it says no. Digging holes in the middle of the street is an Issa Deraisa. What's the Issa Deraisa? There you go, this week's Parsha. Lift the evil, see the Mishnah. Says the Meshech Chochma, what do you mean? It's mutter to dig a hole in the street? What? It's just, it's perfectly mutter lechatchila, mahadim rahadim, to dig holes in the street. You can put banana peels down the street, you can pour water in the street, just have your checkbook ready to pay when people get hurt. What are you talking about? Says the Meshachok, it's an Issa Deraisa. And therefore, just because the Gemara used Ein Shechet Vavera, is not indicative that Ein Shechet Vavera applied to Issa of the Rabbanon. So in all the dust settles, Rabbi Sai, we're not 100% sure what the din is by Issa of the Rabbanon. So we're not 100% sure that Nebuta's Pesach is accepted. Because even if the Nebuta is right, like the Seventh Day tells us, that Ein Shechet Vavera cancels the Shlichus, even if that's correct, we're not sure we reached the criteria of what constitutes an Avera. We think we did. We thought we had a Raya. We're not so sure we have a Raya. So we don't have a Raya Brura. That Ein Shechet Avera really would apply here. Because maybe the Chumash Avera doesn't lend itself to that. But Shai has a much more powerful argument that you said 20 minutes ago. I pushed you off. I was hoping we'd get there in time. Shai's time is, this is B'chalal, not Ein Shechet Avera. We learned the wrong sugya in the study of Yehuda. This case is not Ein Shechet Vavera. Why?
There's no Avera at the time.
The person wasn't appointed to do an Avera. He was appointed to give a get. He chose on his own to do the get, Ayyad Avera, beating up to him. If the Mishalek father would have said, listen, I know my wife's not going to take a get, and I'm insisting that you beat her up and give her a get, that would be Ein Shechet Vavera, maybe. Here, the Shlichus was fine. There was nothing wrong with the Mini Shlichus. There was nothing wrong with the Shlichus B'chlal. The Shaliach chose his own volition to do an Aveira, how is that going to disqualify the Shlichus?
Is that an act of the Shlichus? Maybe the act wasn't. He wasn't authorized to do that.
But no, but at the end of the day, he did an Aveira, no question about it. But if the whole Yisrael of Shlichus Aveira is a bit off in the meaning of Shlichus.
So I'm saying maybe you get to the same point, though, because maybe the act of giving to her with force doesn't qualify as an act. That was the yad of the Mishaleach, because he would have never authorized that.
But so that gets really, really tricky.
That's like a little frayer there.
Yeah, it's really tricky. That one's right. I don't know. Maybe the Nebuta is assuming that way. So all of a sudden now, we have a whole new angle. We have three different angles to the Shad. We have angle number one of the Shad Nebuta. Is it really true that Ein Shechet Vavera disqualifies the Chalais? Not clear at all. Number two, does the Aveira in question qualify as the Deraisa? And if it's only a Dirabonon, so then maybe it's not subject to Ein Shechet Vavera. Open-ended question. Now, having a third angle of the Nebuta Shaila, I wonder why him and the Chutonim were writing back and forth from page to page. Each one of these Nekudas was being debated back and forth. One could argue this is B'chol, not Ein Shechet Vavera. Because there was nothing per se in the Etzma Shlichas that was done. So bring your Raya.
Going back to how we understood Divrei Rav and Divrei Talmud Mishamim, so we always said that the Talmud was the there's an inherent in understanding in there that there is no Isser.
Right.
So that would get to what Steve's saying then. So then you have the shlichus sort of dissolves,
we're not sure here. That's exactly the Nakuna we're being over on. B'shas nini shlichus, everything was intact. And now, because the shliach chose to do a derech aveira, therefore the mishalech pulls back.
It's not that the mishalech
pulls
back.
The shliach dissolves.
It doesn't dissolve, but that act, the final act of giving, didn't satisfy the shliach. He wasn't acting as a shliach at that point. He was doing something he wasn't authorized to do.
Okay, but that what he was doing was almost in a sense tangential. I asked you to give a get to my wife, and then at the same time you're doing Maybe you're doing something else.
What if the Mishlech said explicitly, give her the get, but don't give it to her by force?
Right.
Give it to her by force,
that would be implicit then. Yeah, that would be like, Ma'amshik, Ma'amro, Dai Toshabal. You're right, you're right. So I don't know, that's exactly what I'm not clear about. So I'll share with you the following Rambam. It's Rambam in Hilchos Geneva. Rambam in Hilchos Geneva. Very Gimel Halachavot. I just have to fill in one piece of information before we read this Rambam. One of the exceptions to the rule of Eitz Chuchat Aver is the Chiv of Dal Behei. If a person steals an animal, and then they appoint a shaliach to shech that animal, so the Ganav is chai. You know, the Ganav didn't touch the shechita knife. His shaliach does it for him, the shechita does it as behef, he's chai. One lives out from Sukkim, not a shah. Everyone agrees to that. The Ganav is chai. Tell you another thing. If a person steals an item, steals an animal, and he shechts it on Shabbos, what's the din? He's potter from Dalai Bahay. Why? Because of what principle?
Come
with Rambam, right? Whenever you have a more serious punishment, than a lighter punishment, you're the more serious one. So the Shechit and Shabbos is an Abba Locha. So he's chayiv Mises Bezdin for Shechit and Shabbos. He gets off scot-free, he doesn't have to pay the Dalai Bahay. So just remember those two dinners. So number one, there's Tavech and Locha, Chiv Dalai Bahay, and Shaliach. And number two, a Shech and Shabbos will be potter. Come with the Rambam, puts those two halachas together, and pray, give Allah Chavav. Osa Shaliach, Lishchotla. You appointed a shaliach to shech for you. V'shochet lo ha-shaliach b'shabas. And the shaliach, combining all the halachas together, getting more confused. The shaliach shechts it on Shabbos. What do you think the din is? Is the ganav chayav or not? So normally, when you shecht on Shabbos, your potter is coming drama day. This is the one quirk of a crazy case. Well, you're going to be chayef dal behen Shabbos. Why?
Because you're not chayef Shabbos.
Because there's no shlichus d'varver m'shchil Shabbos. So of all the mishugoyim, this is the craziest way. If you want to just make sure that you end up with dal behen, b'shech den Shabbos is the way to go. So also shlich lishchol lei, b'shech lo shlich b'shabbos. Harei aganav chayef et ha-shlimei b'b'chalisha. Why? Sh'harei zeh aganav lo osa oven misa beizdin. Because the ganav himself didn't do an aveira misa beizdin. He's not chayav nisa for Shabbos. He didn't do anything. He didn't touch the knife. He's davening in shul. And the Rambam says, and by the way, Rabbi Yairu, she'ashech el edish shliach chayav et hashlum. But the din is that if you shecht ayedei shliach, you are chayav dal behei. And this is the quirk where it's a strange din. It's a quote right out of the Gemara in Ayin Nalef of Beis Lava Kama. It's a strange, strange din because if the ganav would have done it himself, he would have been potter. And he does the shliach is chayav, which is usually a no-no in Uchah Shlichos. The Gemara deals with that question. But this is what the state in the Rambam affairs. I'm just basically paraphrasing the Gemara in Bukka. So the Rambam is illustrated depicting a case of Dal Vehei that's taking place to a Shechita Aide Shlichos Vishavs. So I want to go back to the Rambam again, the beginning of Alachava. Now that we know the whole case, I want to look at the case, look at every detail, just like a detective. Every detail the Rambam is telling us about this case. Asa Shaliach Lishchot Lo. V'shachet lo ha-shaliach v'shabes. What is the Rambam saying? What is the Rambam not saying?
You told the shlich to shecht.
Did you tell the shlich to Shabbos? No. For shachet lo ha-shaliach, he chose, he's got some free time on Shabbos, he chose to shecht on Shabbos. Is that important? Is that the picture's illustration important or not? So take a look at the Mishnah Melech. On this round, now, Frank Gimel Achavav, sorry about the eyes, but Frank Gimel Achavav. Asa shalich lishchot lo, v'shloch lo shalich b'shabas rei ganafek. Midiktav div rabbeinu zal nirali, didavka kisha aso shalich stam, sheyishchot lo. V'holach ha-shalich lishchot b'shabas, azu d'chai v'gana b'tashlumi dal v'hei. Aval im aso oi shalich sheyishchot lo b'shabas, V'holach ha-shaliach v'shachat v'shabes potter shlu dal v'hei. The Gdiach of Lashon Rambam is that if the case would have been slightly altered, that the Etzem in Yashlichus would have included Achil Shabbos, then the deal would have been the Ganav's potter. Based on what rule?
Yashlichus
v'hei. By dal v'hei, Yashlichus v'hei, what's the answer?
I set you up for that.
But the dala the hay is it saves the minoy, but here the minoy gets destroyed by the avira of chilashah.
In other words, right? What basically Stephen is saying is that yeah, that's fine and dandy. The yeshlichs of the avira for dala hay. That's when the only avira in question is dala hay. But if there's other averas around, then you follow the regular rules of yeshlichs of the avira. So lu yitzu, there was a mina shlichus on chilashahves. It turns out that Ein Shlichus Vavera kicks in. So even though it's bizarre, Dal Behev, we never heard of Ein Shlichus Vavera. We never heard of it when we're only being down in the Avera of the Tzvich itself. But once you introduce a new Avera, then it falls back to the regular rules of Ein Shlichus Vavera. So it says to Mishum Melech, it didn't. The time up. Mishum demam shem ischai v'agana v'shchitas ha-shaliach, chinush ha-shechit ha-tayra. It's a gewaltige chinush. Da v'chol ha-tayra kula kam ad Ein Shlichus Vavera. El de shayni tzvichu v'chir de goli kura, he said Ein Shlichus. There's a cause. The cave of the Chiddushu, Ein lanu el ha-heicha she'in she'loin itstar v'zirach v'shlich hazeh. The lo ha-sol shliach kim el ha-tvich. Aval heicha de ha-sol shliach she'yishchat b'shabes. The mavad isra ha-tvich ha-ike isra shabes. Look, isra shabes p'shita den shluchat v'avera. Ha-chinam nin tvich ala nasa shluchay. That's the beer, that's the dik in Lashon Ram. The val gedik. The val gedik in Lashon Ram. Rabbi Yisai, taking this Mishnah Melech now, how does this impact on the Nei Yehuda? The Nei Yehuda is tumbling about, ooh, they should have a job. Here, what are we going to do? According to this Mishnah Melech, you don't even begin to discuss Ein Shlichus Vavera. Ein Shlichus Vavera is only when the Minui addressed the Avera. If the Minui was Stam and the Avera was done by the Shlich on his own, that's not called Ein Shlichus Vavera. And therefore, in the case of the Get, you can't disqualify the Get based on Ein Shlichus Vavera. Because the shlich was never appointed to do any violation of chayin renegation. So that's the ktsosis tying against the Nevi. So ktsosis says, up until a certain point, they'll accept the Nevi, but that last the kudu the ktsosis has trouble with, based on this Rambam. Again, this is all assuming that we read the right pshat, the Mishnah Melech steered us properly in this the Rambam. So hopefully, as sugyas develop in Ancient of Vavera the next couple of weeks, we're probably going to come back to this Mishnah Melech, back to this Rambam, and see not everyone agrees to this Rambam. But at least the way it appears now, to apply Ein Shlichus Vavera in the case of Nei Yehuda is highly controversial. A lot of things have to converge together to apply Ein Shlichus Vavera. So you have to be comfortable to say Ein Shlichus Vavera cancels the Shlichus. You have to be comfortable to say that the Avera of Chayim and Gershom suffices. And you have to be comfortable to say that this also, even though there was no explicit meaning to do Derech Avera, it also qualifies Ein Shlichus Vavera. If any one of those three things is wrong, then the Tzadik Nei Yehuda falls by the wayside. So hopefully that's Hashem. Next, one last nekuda of this sugya I want to continue, and then hopefully Hashem will move on to next things, other things related to as we go further in the sugya's mentioned today.